The rain has stopped.
Yeah, I think it's still last time.
Yeah, that's my day.
I don't believe I have a thing.
Going away over the weekend, sir?
Yeah, I'm leaving tonight. Go up to Hyde Park, come back on Monday or Tuesday.
Any inspections?
Not this trip.
President, news is dispatches from Costa Rica this morning represent the government of that country is quite willing to dispose of a lease on one of the Costa Rican islands for a base.
Well, I think there's probably only two things to be said on that, which are both equally pertinent. The first is that there is complete cooperation between Costa Rica and the United States in the defense of the Americas. The other thing is that in regard to the particular island, as I mentioned, I have got, well, I think the easiest thing to do is to refer you to George Gernow. There are four people in the world who probably know more about Cocos Island than anybody else in the world. One is George Doe, I wouldn't know, but he knows about the water, so to
say. So is this the Cocos Island?
This Cocos, yeah. And the four people happen to be George, Ralph McIntyre, George Fox, and myself, because we happen to be the only four that I think have been there on every single one of our trips. And get George Gernow to describe Cocos Island to you, and you get a real story.
You
take my story for yourself. In connection there with what will be the ultimate status of Puerto Rico, has a interdepartmental commission ever made a report on that?
On Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico, yes. Well,
oh, we're going ahead. We're going ahead with a lot of things on that. But nothing to want.
Not a thing.
We're going ahead a lot of things. The what?
The fish.
What number?
Fish.
The delay of the ground on any of those bills. But I told you before, there were three bills we're all waiting for in the executive branch of the government. One is the final action on the appropriation bill. The second is the selective training bill, and the third is the excess profits tax bill. And I can't comment on any of them except to say one thing. Tempus fugit, or fugit, whatever you like it. Time flies. Well, that's all that I can possibly say on pending legislation. The quicker these three things go through, the quicker it'll speed up national defense. That's all.
Mr. President, you said when the Senate was debating the bill for 2 weeks today, that delay of 2 weeks would delay the selective service program a whole year. And the
I didn't quite say that. I'll have to refer to Canny's notes. I didn't put it just that way.
I didn't say it at all.
I gave you what came over here from the chief of staff of the Army. And it wasn't quite to that effect. You'd better find out what was said.
Well, was it 6 months and it's right in front of
you? I don't know. You'll have to report the notes.
Mr. President, it was a serious time. Is that the reason the army is flying?
You can't get me into an argument. Look up Kenny's notes.
Mr. President, may I, in view of the fact that we can't get anything out of George Durno, I think possibly you hadn't finished with Cocos Island. I want to ask to say this to you. In the news within the last few days, it came from Secretary Knox, not directly, but a story which indicated that the Navy would like to have islands or defenses in the backyard in the Pacific Ocean. And
well,
they came.
Which press association you read?
Well, I read the United Press, I think.
See, that is afterwards completely taken back, because even the press association will make an awful mistake in what it puts on the cables occasionally. And of course, the UPs are sorry about that particular episode.
Well,
the other press association didn't carry it. And it's just one of those things we don't talk about much.
Well, just being a simple Washington reporter, I had to get the facts correct.
Well, look. You have to tell you the story. I can give you this as, background, no attribution. Down there on the west side of the canal, we've been to Cocos, realized that it's a little bit of an island with no harbor, and it goes straight out of the ocean. These cliffs are all around it. You couldn't possibly put a flying field on the island. Physically impossible. It's only about, how long is it, Dan? About 5 miles long and about 2 miles across. And it's just you might say it's a mountain peak sticking up out of the ocean. And there are no harbors. There's very, very deep water all around it. When we were there this last time, we made a complete survey of it. And like so many tropical islands without any harbor, depending on the wind and the sea, you might, on certain days of the year, probably majority of days, use the lee side of the island as a takeoff for planes, but you couldn't use it 365 days out of the year. As such, those planes would have to be based on a ship. It would be very difficult to have that ship inside of a harbor because there isn't any. Now, spending a lot of money, you might be able to put out some very small breakwaters before you've got deep water and have a little haven with two or three smaller types of ships to go into at great cost. And it's in a good location, no question about that, but the geography of it, all you have to do is ask George.
Did y'all play up to Burnsburg Air and Naval?
Yes, and again, Ecuador in the United States, there's no question at the present time, but that Ecuador is working with us fully in regard to continental defense. Well, again, ask George. You ever been there? The trouble with Clipperton is, if you go there, again, I'm just talking for background, you see, but I suppose you can't land on Clipperton Island more than 100 days a year. Surf's too great. It's a leafy bit of a coral atoll with a very shallow pond in the middle of it, too shallow for seaplanes to land on. You only land there about 100 days out of the year. So you see the limitations caused by nature. So you've got that island also.
Mr. Gordon, can you tell us anything more about the negotiations with Canada?
Getting along all right. That's about all the man said yesterday.
Discussed the matter of the transfer of the World War
Tank
yesterday. No. Mr. President, is there any
move
to acquire life in the
Galapagos? No negotiations on it at all, any nature. Anyway. And incidentally, I thought some of our old friend said that I had not told the truth. 3 weeks ago, and I said, the story has gone out of power. What went through the other day? I think probably that that's a little, what shall I say, premature on their part to say things like that. I think that when all the papers are disclosed, the negotiations that led up to the acquisition of the bases, they'll find that as of the day that I made that statement in press conference, it was literally true. And that's all it's necessary to say.
Mr. President, is there any truth in the report that the Army and Navy will furnish the foreign governments with the so-called secret bomb size that we have
never heard of it?
You know, last night, this morning, the Pope.
Never heard of it.
Mr. President, there has been an editorial controversy in St. Louis, which is more or less a matter of national interest, and both factions in the duel have printed recently their editorial in the New York Times and in the Washington Star. The St. Louis Star-Times this morning is answering an attack against your destroyer, Island Deal. Have you any comment on that editorial?
Well, go ahead and read it. It's an awful admission, isn't it? I have one of them. You've mentioned them to me. Oh, pass on, but he didn't tell me what was in them. He said they're taking good advertising space, and that's all I know.
But, Mr. President, in the correspondence relating to the bases, it was mentioned other naval equipment which we might exchange. Was there any other equipment besides the destroyers which we ought to give?
No. There's a lot of equipment on the destroyers.
That's related to the destroyers.
Yeah. Go on. Read what he said about
it. Sir, do you anticipate that the papers in the case that you're speaking of these negotiations will be made public within the near future?
I think the State Department rule is 10 years.
Well, that's not going to help in this campaign, are you?
You'll be alive. What's the campaign got to do with national defense?
Well, it has a good deal to do with me. I have to get excited.
You'll be alive 10 years from now. It's all right, quite a good story on it.
All right.
Well, Mr. President,
are there any plans for a speed in Chicago or not part of
it? No, not at all.
Mr. President, speaking of accessibility, are Mr. Kenny's notes accessible to us?
Is what?
Mr. Canny's notes accessible to us?
On some specific thing, yeah.
For check.
What?
For check.
For check. For check. Not for people.
Mr. President, have
you
any comments to make on the results of the Utah ensemble?
Yeah.
Mr. President, it appears Mr. Rogie has been on both sides of the conscription industry. Would you like to get on either side of the industry?
Well, there's no news on that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
All right.
1950, you can get how you go on the air. That's all right.
Yes, it's Steve. It's not Chucky Blackout on this purpose, though.
It's
Mr. Blackout.
$5, though. Yeah, down there cost him $5. When this thing appeared to you, Steve came in and he says, "My God, why do people have to talk out of turn?" I said, "Steve, I will bet you $5 he never said it." I did. And Steve said, "Take him."
It's a mess.
Whereupon, Steve said, "Who's going to prove it?" I said, "Frank Knox is going to prove it." Oh, so Steve, I would love that. But, Pearl, you know, that really was outrageous on the part of UP.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Because Knox isn't as...
No, but what this secure is we've all talked about. Coates, Lapidus, the Nicaragua base that we have a right to and things of that kind. The whole darn works in relation to the general defense of the western end of the canal. And we are interested, of course, in the use of those islands in case of war, which is practically what Frank said. We have no negotiations. Sure. Now, what I'm waiting for is to get Frank home and say, "How do you like being misquoted now?"
Morning, Gray. I'm waiting for that. I think it's 6-7 as usual.
Yeah, they only sent it to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Good opportunity, huh?
Sure.
But Harry called him and said he and Ed discussed the vacancy. If he wanted to know where he could get him rich, the vacancy, just to look over and make some suggestions.
Right here.
Not to send anybody, but he was going to look it over. Thank you.
Well, if the purpose is to tell us that recreation and open spaces, I didn't disappear this afternoon as well, so we are like...
I think so, as long as I know where to reach you before I take the train tonight. Wait a minute, I got something for you, don't go. Now, is that all we got? Got something for me to sign?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, bring it in. Now, what do we do about this? This is the damnedest thing I've ever read.
This is one of our codes for this, to be fair.
Bank balance, I am. September 2nd. Confidential to the secretary, yes. Roy Howard, newspaper officer, stopped in Bangkok last night between claims. All routes to various points in the Far East, including Chungking, Manila, and possibly Tokyo.
Yep.
Of course he's from Tokyo. Accompanied by the leading American businessman, which I am, Howard, for overseeing his delegation. With the plan. And launched into a bitter attack on the president, accusing him of bad faith and inviting him, Howard, to go on a mission to South America, alleging that he, the president, was bound out physically and mentally, that he had made a mess of our foreign affairs during the crisis, and that he is desirous of leading the country into war. Apparently, Howard is out on a political junket to discredit the administration among the political and business leaders in the Far East, and at the same time to collect data for a subsequent attack on the administration's Far Eastern policy. He made a vague statement to the effect that the administration had bungled the Japanese question and he was inquisitive as to the relations between High Commissioner Serra and President Quezon on the basis of my recent contacts with these officials in Manila. Mm-hmm. What do we do about a thing like that?
Mr. President, I should think that the best thing to do with that would be to put it in the speech material file along with the other letters of record.
Right.
I don't see that you can do anything else with it.
Yeah, but it is interesting.
Yes, very much so. It ought to be made a part of that record.
Yeah.
And, well,
now, here's one other thought. Who's running the UP?
Who is
this man we left behind? Dick Parker?
Yes, sir. Deacon.
What? Dick Parker. Now, I am wondering if it isn't the best, most honorable thing to do, not to quote, but it came from an American minister, but to the effect that we have received advice No, don't say the place.
Joe?
In the Far East. That Howard is going around and saying, in effect, and paraphrase it, and that we know about it.
No, sir, I wouldn't tip him off. I wouldn't tip him off because he in turn will tip Howard off. I'd rather let Howard carry on for a little while.
Mm-hmm. He may do an awful lot of harm, though, I'm thinking about
that. Out there?
Yeah.
If the harm that he'll do after he's getting back, because undoubtedly, if this is a political junket trip, as Grant says, what he's doing is getting this material for Wilkie. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But what I believe is that there's no chance whatever of stopping Howard.
Oh.
And to tip him off that we know about it, I think might operate to his advantage.
Yeah.
Present time, I'm afraid it would.
Yeah. Great. Put that. I'll leave that to the cabinet today. I kept on the cabinet today.
Yeah. And later on, we can make a paraphrase of that.
Yeah.
We can hand it to Harold Ickes or somebody.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's right.
And
well, that's a good thing.
I'll take you out of that lower scrap of stuff.
Yeah.
People see me when you go around and talk. People see it when you go around after things that physical stuff. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to admit my mentality is different. All right. Yeah. Come on, move right in.
I got three things right here. First, Jeff Jones, Attorney General, particularly Bob, wants to speak to you after the cat in 2 minutes. Jeff's got that too. Bob says it's a very important thing.
Who?
Bob Jackson, Attorney General, and Jeff Jones asked the cabinet.
Yes.
I don't
know
if he
shouldn't be asked the cabinet, but I guess he has been.
No.
Doesn't do it.
No,
he don't know. Well, Harry thought it would be a good idea as long as he could go in
soon
to come to this cabinet.
Is Harry going himself?
Yes,
the cabinet?
Yes, he's going to the cabinet.
All right, then ask Jesse and the other two administrators, Carmody and Paul. But if they're not here, I don't want them substituted.
Loudon, the Dutch minister, is sick. He's very seriously sick. And he says he has an urgent message for you. And he wanted to know if he, by some way, could phone you during the day.
Sure. Put him out of lunch.
All right.
Today, abbreviated by common sense.